You're listening to the Prison Poetry Workshop podcast. I'm Ren Smith. Here we present readings, commentary, recordings, and stories about the little-known and even less understood literary tradition of prison poetry. Today, we listen in on recordings made by Alan Lomax as he traveled the country visiting our nation's prisons, recording songs and poems. That recording of a group of men in prison in Alabama in 1934 features a spiritual that's also a work song. Its rhythm is striking. Men would sing work songs like that on chain gangs. Its rhythms helped set the work pace. John Lomax and his son Alan toured the South in the 30s, gathering music like this for the Library of Congress. The Lomaxes feared that the prevalence of pop music, pretty much big band jazz at the time, might obliterate traditional music passed down through generations. So they sought out places that could be thought of as time capsules of sorts, islands, mountain towns, and prisons, searching for American roots music. While the musicality of it all was certainly captivating, the Lomaxes were acquiring something more than tunes.
They didn't see it so much as music.
That's Don Fleming. He's the executive director of the Center for Cultural Equity, which houses recordings Alan Lomax did later in his life. He says the Lomaxes were after oral literature.
In most cases, they didn't want to record instrumental things, for example. They always wanted something that was had lyrics to it, and that was a type of poetry, that was a type of storytelling, that told something about those people and their culture.
This song entitled Shine On Me was sung by the following darkies: Billy Garrett, nicknamed Gray Bill, soprano; Joe Terrell, soprano; John Will Bennett, nicknamed Stovepipe; Norris Terrell, called Fathead, tenor; George Noble, called Flat Baritone; Monroe Harrison, bass; and James Ford, bass, for the Library of Congress in Washington at Spigner Prison, Spigner, Alabama, by courtesy of Mr. J.W. Roberts, warden of Spigner Prison, this date, October the 31st, 1934.
Shine on me, shine Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad? I have left this wood behind. I have crossed this separated pine. I have left this wood behind. Oh, my elder, ain't you glad? I have left this wood behind. I have crossed this separated pine. Lord, I've left this wood behind. Oh, my sister, ain't you glad? Thought I'd live this wood behind. Lord, I've lived this completed line. Thought I'd live this wood behind.
The Lomax is recorded all over the Deep South, but the songs recorded in several prisons in Alabama are some of the most stirring. There's a real cultural and spiritual richness to them. While you'd expect the voices to sound melancholy and world-weary, in one women's prison, for instance, you can't help but pick up on something like audacity, as well as hope.
Hey, on the mountain, Lord, the sun didn't shine on. Hey, on the mountain, where Jesus was hanging.
Poetry is the music of the soul, and above all, of great and feeling souls, Voltaire wrote. Those were prison songs recorded by the folklorist Alan Lomax. I'm Ren Smith. We'll be back next week with more prison poetry. To find out how you can lend your voice to our poetry archive, go to prisonpoetryworkshop.org.